Happy Teacher's Day! I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Friday, May 15th, 2026, and we just heard IU with Teacher featuring Radhi. Now, did you know that Korea's Teacher's Day falls on King Sejong the Great's birthday? So, happy birthday, King Sejong. Now, speaking of King Sejong the Great, the creator of Korea's alphabet, Hangul, did you know that there was a teacher from the U.S. who helped shape the Korean alphabet into the modern form that we all use today? So, let me introduce Mr. Homer Hulbert, who first arrived in Korea back in 1886 to teach at Korea's first state-run modern school. But he didn't stop at just teaching. At a time when Korea's elite were still writing in Chinese characters, Hulbert saw something revolutionary in Hangul. He didn't just admire it. He actively helped modernize how it was used today. He wrote one of the first Korean language textbooks and introduced ideas that feel completely normal today, but were radical at the time. Like spacing between words, 띄어쓰기, and punctuation like commas and periods, even writing form left to right. Now, in a way, Hulbert helped lay the groundwork from, you know, something much bigger. As Hangul replaced Chinese characters in the 20th century, it became more than just a writing system, but a symbol of identity, accessibility, and national pride for the Korean people, and still is till today. So, as we remember our teachers today, let's also remember this Hangul advocate and teacher who had more faith in the writing system than most Koreans did at the time. And with that, let's check out a great song by N Flying called Shinpyo Kama. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. Get ready to get out your drinks, sip on it, and of course, just relax, because we got information that you might not have known and you might be interested in. So, get ready for it right now. Speaking of the Korean alphabet Hangul, it sounds like more people will be able to study K-culture and the Korean language at one of the oldest and most prestigious universities around the world. The University of Oxford is set to launch its own Center of Korean Studies as early as October, because apparently K-dramas, K-pop, and kimchi diplomacy weren't just trends. They're a phenomena, y'all, that requires serious academic research. Now, the new center will dive into everything from Korean politics and economics to literature and language. In other words, yes, your K-drama binge might now count towards your academic credit. What's especially telling is Oxford already set up centers for Japanese and Chinese studies decades ago. Korea joining that lineup now isn't just overdue. It's a sign that global academia is finally catching up to what fans have known for years. K-culture isn't niche, it's influential. Professors say students' interest, fueled by Korea's soft power, is a major driver. So, somewhere between Parasite winning Oscars and K-pop dominating charts, universities realized, hey, maybe we need to study this. And in the long scheme of things, the center aims to expand English language research on Korea, making sure the fascination doesn't fade as a passing trend, but solidifies into long-term scholarship. So yeah, K-culture has officially gone from viral to getting tenure. So, let's think about that as we take a song break. This is GD, G-Dragon with Power. Ready for your next Korea adventure?
Pack light, tune in, and
just go! Welcome to Just Go. We got Nael, where she's going to explore the hidden beauties of Korea's smaller cities and districts. Of course, that many miss. Welcome to the studio, Nael. And where are you going to be taking us today?
I feel like all the hidden beauties in Korea I will bring to you guys. And Brian will somehow find a haunted spot within
within
that beauty that I found within Korea,
oh, no,
guys.
No, I would never.
I just feel like I moved away from talking about movies so I can stop talking about horror movies, and now it's horror real places that he keeps talking to me about before actual program starts.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're not going to talk about it during the program. I'm going to scare you before the program. So we got that out of our system.
It's a difficult job, guys. But you know what? Today is actually it's 스승의 날 in Korea. It's Teacher's Day. In fact, this is kind of... Ulsan is where I learned the 스승의 날 song. That's where I went to school.
Well, hold on. There's a song?
There's a song. 스승의 은혜는
하늘
같아서.
I've never heard the teacher song.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's about teachers, I guess... Mercy.
You don't even know this song.
I can't really translate this song. It's like grace of the mercies of the teachers that we are blessed with. This sounds like a Christian
yeah,
song
said,
now.
You
sorry.
You make it sound like
mercies
a,
of the teachers that we
song.
Are. Yeah. Anyways, it kind of is. It's a teacher praising song, but it's about, you know, how much they've influenced us. But that was kind of my brush with the Korean education system in Ulsan, because that's where I grew up before I left for my worldwide adventure.
How long did you live in Ulsan?
7 years.
Oh, and then your next
US, Canada, Morocco, Kenya, blah, blah, blah. It's a boring story, but
that's
let's
not boring? Somebody travels that much?
Let's talk about Ulsan, because you know what? It's still one of the fondest memories I have of Korea, but Ulsan is known for many different things, like factories, like the industry, you know, their car industry is big, but once you do actually go, there's, you know, beautiful places like bamboo forests, ocean cliffs.
When's the last time you've been there?
Maybe 5 years ago. Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, wow.
But yes, I still do have friends there from kindergarten that I still talk to. So yes.
Curious, is there saturi there?
You know what, there is. But funny thing about Ulsan is that because of the big industry, lots of people come in from all parts of Korea. So I actually grew up with a lot of friends who were from Jeollado in Ulsan. But yes, I do. I did have a Ulsan saturi, which is, I would say
a
little...
Do you still have one in Korean? When you speak
no,
Korean?
But Ulsan saturi is a lot more mild than Busan or other areas. But my Gyeongsangdo saturi, I would say, is a mix mash of like Gyeongsangbukdo, because that's where my family's from.
Also, you travel too much, and I feel like people, even if they are from a certain part in Korea, yours.
I'm just not gonna sound like a local.
Like dies down.
Anyway, Ulsan from Seoul is about 300 to 400 kilometers. The travel time, if you go by KTX, is 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
That's not bad.
Depending on where you're at in Seoul and driving. Yes, it's pretty far down south, so 4 to 5 hours. But there is a flight option. You can go from Seoul to Ulsan in less than an hour. I think it's like a 50-something minute. I'm not sure. I haven't taken a plane in a while. But then you do have to take, you know, public transportation or rent a car into the city, the main hub area. So yeah, honestly, KTX would be the easiest option.
Yeah, a lot of people, when they think about travel, you have to put in mind that when you choose to fly, I always say this, they're like, oh, flying's always the best option, it's quicker. But you have to put in mind that when you get to the airport, then you have to get a taxi or a bus or someone to pick you up to go to the actual destination within Ulsan, wherever you're going to go. So in actuality, it's actually longer. So I always say sometimes driving isn't going to be too bad. Sometimes taking the train isn't too bad, because when I went to Busan recently, a couple months back.
Did you drive?
I drove because I took my dogs down there with me.
Ooh.
And so someone goes, why don't you just take the train down? But I thought about it. You have to go all the way
to
Busan station.
All the dog stuff. And
take all the dog stuff. Then you get to Busan station. Then my hotel was another hour and 10 minutes from the station. So in actuality, it was actually easier and about the same amount of time to drive to the hotel anyway.
This is actually a really good point, because actually after you get to the cities, of course, they do have pretty good public transportation compared to other parts of the world. But outside of Seoul, the transportation could be a little bit trickier depending on where you're trying to get to, like the tourist spot. So yeah, having a car, definitely convenient.
Exactly. All righty. Yes. So we are talking about Ulsan today. And so what's going to be our song topic for today?
I wanted to start the day off with like a really upbeat, but like, you know, welcome to today's show. So here it is by Day 6.
Let's check it out. That was Day 6. Welcome to the show. Now, what are some key spots that you want to recommend to people?
I feel like I have to talk about like the major ones first, because if you don't mention it, everyone's like, but that's like the big landmark. And yes, it's beautiful. Taewagang, it's the river, Taewa River National Garden. And it's one of Korea's most famous eco parks. It's changed a lot since I lived there. It's so much prettier. It's well managed and long walking paths. This is where I learned how to bike, guys. They have flower gardens. And right now, I believe they're actually having flower festivals there because it's springtime as well. The river view is great, relaxing. But if you're not there for the river view, maybe the forest view. I talked about bamboo forests earlier, but Sipri-daesup is actually a huge bamboo grove right by the river. So if you want kind of a relaxing day by the nature, this is kind of the next stop to go. And I must talk about the next one too, because Ganjeolgot is kind of maybe not where locals go to have fun, but if you're a tourist, you do have to visit, because it's one of the first places in Korea to see sunrise. So at the end of the year, or December 31st, January 1st, people go and you see the sunrise. This is the spot to go. Huge ocean scenery. You get to see the sunrise from there, and people usually make wishes there. But yeah, so people really crowd over there, and I say maybe you don't have to go on the New Year's, but it's still beautiful. It's Ulsan is a beautiful ocean view city, so definitely worth a trip in that regards. Now, one thing about Ulsan is that it's a whaling city. What does that mean? Whaling city.
Do they kill whales?
So historically, in the past, they have, and you know, they're proud of this heritage, but you know, it was the center.
That's cruelty to animals.
Modern days, there's a lot of, you know, controversies of what is okay and not with this brand of whaling, right? But especially from the Japanese colonial era into modern industrial Korea, there was a lot of whaling. This is just facts. But then, of course, yes, whaling was banned because, yes, we want to save them.
Yeah, exactly.
And this was starting in the 1980s. It was banned, but they're still known for a lot of their whaling heritage and museums and things like that. And they have what they call a whale culture village, Changsengpo Gore Munha Maeul. And it's still in the retro vibe, the seaside village. You can actually go and rent out those like vintage Korean uniforms, take pictures there. It's like lots of fun photo studios. That's the culture part
of
it.
Uniforms.
Now, the whaling part of it is there's whale-themed exhibits kind of explaining the history of it, photo zones and things like that. But yeah, it's actually one of Ulsan's most famous tourist attractions, along with the Whale Museum. But what's interesting is that you can't really house a whale in most museums, so they have dolphins. You can see dolphins, and
so you go to a whaling museum to see dolphins.
Dolkore. Stone Kore. Sorry, dolphins. Dolkore. Anyway, so they
you
are...
You tried to make a dad joke.
I did. I failed, and we're moving on. So, again, you can see whaling history, marine ecology.
So this is why I'm going to continue scaring you.
That's
you make
the
your
chills.
Dad jokes, do you make the dad jokes funny?
That's the scariest, the most scared that Brian's been in the past year that I've been working with
him. I just read something very scary to me.
What?
Whale meat was eaten in Ulsan?
So, yes. it's in some places, it still is. So, yes, it may be controversial, but I'm actually personally traumatized by this because...
Did you eat it before?
When I was, like, really young, but I still remember it because... So, Ulsan, as I said, whaling city, they have, like, a big, like, Oceans Day event and everything. I actually won a prize for painting, like, some... seaside something
with the artist.
No, with like a whale. I was in first grade. It was really
still,
bad.
You won.
I won, and I was like, "Yay, whale!" on my painting thing. And then I think it was like the week after my
Are you
dad.
Sure it's not a canvas. You said painting thing.
It's a piece of very thin paper for kids, but my dad and his friends were like out, and they're like, "Oh, you should try this." And I was like, "No, I don't want to. That looks weird. What is it?" They're like, "Oh, we're not going to tell you." And then they fed it to me, and it was like really greasy and kind of. Like that smell was so strong that I
smell it in the booth right now.
But you know what? There are people who do eat whales, like just traditionally from ages, like people who live in the Arctic areas. It's part of their heritage, and they don't do it in a way that's like mass murdering all whales to wipe them out. But
it's inhumane, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah. So they still eat them, and they have certain ways of eating it. But because of all these memories, yes, whale meat has forever been branded
you look like
as
you've been scarred.
I have been. I have. I just can't do with whale meat. But moving on from whale meat, there are many other things to eat in Ulsan.
What is Ulsan known for their like Korean food?
Ulsan is known for onyang bulgogi, and at first sight, you might think, okay, so it's like smashed meat, kind of like tteokgalbi. What's the difference? But it's actually more flattened out, because tteokgalbi can be kind of, it can look like a burger patty, right?
Yeah, it looks like a burger patty.
But like onyang bulgogi is like more flattened out and grilled over charcoal
or
whatever.
It's thinner, isn't it?
It's thinner, okay. And it's delicious. That's, I would say, a much more approachable menu than whale meat. It's more difficult to find these days, too.
I love how we're trying to get off of whale meat, and you keep going back to it.
It's the trauma, guys. It's the trauma. But here's another thing that I want to talk about that I think most people didn't know until recently. Jeondigi is actually a really famous Korean, I would say, like, kind of junk food. But Ulsan jeondigi. You don't get it? Have you had Ulsan jeondigi, though? It's different.
I tried it. I'm just like, it's not a good candy.
Okay, see, it comes in the wrappers, right? But the street food in Ulsan is that they have this specific type of jeondigi that they deep fry. Anything deep fried, right, guys? So they deep fry it, and you can kind of pull it apart like string cheese in a way. But
or like yupo chipo kind of vibe?
Yeah, but a little more chewy, I guess. Okay. And then they would deep fry it, put it in ramyeon sipu, so like the powder that goes into your instant noodles, and anything deep fried and, you know, ramyeon sipu can't go wrong. I mean, it'll shorten your lifespan a little bit, but it's delicious. And my local thing
great
was
marketing
that
skills.
It's delicious, guys, but you should know what's in it for you guys. But yeah, my local thing in Ulsan was that they would put yangnyeom chicken sauce, so like the fried chicken sauce on top of the deep fried jeondigi, and then put ramyeon sipu on top.
So very not healthy.
This was like my elementary school me's like dream like meal. I wanted to have like 10 of those. I've gotten down to maybe like 2 maximum, but it's still very famous for it. Ulsan's famous for it.
Yes,
and so if you're interested in street foods and really, you know, junk food, but that's, you know, very
all I'm hearing is diabetes. And
it's great, guys. I'm actually all not for diabetes, but trying street foods.
Food.
This is, you know, what the local kids ate growing up.
All right, so now we got to get into music, and I'm looking at the title of the song, and I know we're trying to get away from whales.
No, we're back to whales, man. So in honor of all the whales and the ocean, these are some whale-themed songs.
Yes, the first one is by NCT Dream. Dive Into You, the Korean title is called 고래. And then we have Kim Sejong with Whale. All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. It is time for Nael to let us know if it's a go or a no-go.
It's a go for people who, you know, still want that city. Like, this is not like a small city. It's a Gwangyeokshi. It's a pretty big...
Well, that's the thing. I've been to Ulsan.
Yeah.
So when you chose it, to me, it's not like a small place.
But you know what? Yeah. So our whole premise of the whole corner is that we're trying to go outside of Seoul and maybe Busan. No offense to Busan. Busan's great, but
everyone goes there.
Exactly. Yeah. So Ulsan is another option if you don't want to go the obvious choice. It's still a big city. You have the nightlife, you have bars and everything, but also if you drive out a little bit, it's definitely more serene.
I know a lot of people, foreigners too, that go to Ulsan. So I was surprised you chose this, because I was like, everyone goes to Ulsan. Lately.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? Then I guess lately this is the trend to go to Ulsan, guys. Mm. All right. So just, I guess from a Korean's perspective, what Ulsan is kind of like the hub where everybody from different parts of Korea gather.
Did say you haven't been there for 5 years, so you don't know how much
that's
has changed.
True. You know what, but I've only been seeing, but from when I was there, it can only go up.
That's
because,
so right now it might have like nightclubs and malls and
they
all
had
that stuff.
Nightclubs back then. I mean,
I'm saying, not the word nightclub, but like cool clubs now, like hip clubs.
Yeah, the clubs.
Yes.
But yeah, they had nightclub back then. Anyway, so that, and I think Ulsan is kind of like the place to go with your friends if you are visiting Korea long enough that you want to see other cities. I wouldn't put this in your maybe 2-week itinerary to Korea, but if you've been around here for a while, maybe you're an expat living in Korea, then I would definitely recommend it, and so would everybody else. Apparently, it's the trend.
Apparently.
Yes.
So now, since we are talking about Ulsan, we want to make it famous.
Yes, and it's connected to somebody from Ulsan because
who's from Ulsan?
You know what? They say lots of really pretty girls are from Ulsan.
I heard that saying.
Thank you.
I said lot, not all. First of all, let's rephrase that. I said lots, not all, but of course there's one.
Are you
one
calling me ugly on air?
Did there's I ever like say, dead hold silence. On, this is why. This is how rumors start, because people put words in people's mouth. Not did I say anyone was ugly.
Brian called I did not say unfitting ugly. To be called, to be from Ulsan.
First of all, I never said the word unfitting. That's not even a word I use on the regular. I just said not all people from Ulsan are beautiful. But I was going to say this.
Yes.
But there's one person in particular who is gorgeous in our studio.
It's me. Clearly. I got to claim that. It becomes weird if I don't claim that now.
I meant to say our studio is in KBS, the whole building.
Yeah. I'm sure there's more than one good-looking person from Ulsan. You know, Seo In-guk's from Ulsan. Han So-hee's from Ulsan. Kim Tae-hee's from... You know,
are they here right now in the building, though? We don't know if they're in the building right now.
Yeah. You know, Lady Kim Tae-hee, she's from the same elementary school as me.
Is she in the building right now, though?
Yes.
Are they filming something right now?
I have no idea. I just said that.
But Nael is, so I guess she's the gorgeous one.
I take the cake for today, okay? Yes. Begrudgingly. But today's... That's the list of famous people from Ulsan for you. And here is a song called Famous.
And the person in the group is from?
Yeah, Ulsan.
Which one, though?
Tarzan.
Oh, all right, guys. And that's going to be the song wrapping up our segment, which is Just Go. And if you have a chance to, go to Ulsan. You know, don't hesitate this weekend. If you have a chance, pack your bags, check out Ulsan, see why everyone's going there. And, you know, just have a good time. And now, have a good time with the song. It's called Famous by All Day Project. And Nael, we'll see you next week in another place in South Korea.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. That's all the time that we have for y'all today. Thank you for tuning in. We have two great songs taking us out. First up, Park Ji-hoon with Body Else. And then we have Yuju with First Love is Curse. 첫사랑은 저주다. Our producer is Chaedeong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.